Terry Gardner was 22 when he was elected to represent Ketchikan in the legislature in 1972. Gardner had interned in both the Washington State Legislature and worked as an aide to Juneau Representative Mike Miller in Alaska. So he was already a familiar face in government when he won a seat in the Capitol, maybe a little too familiar, as he learned on the first day. He was standing in the doorway to the House, preparing to be sworn in.
And a senior legislator came along and was, been around many terms and was going into the chamber and assumed that I, this young person standing there, was one of the pages. And so she handed me this big pile of stuff and said, here, do X, Y, and Z, a typical task that pages would be asked to do. And so I just said, okay.
Gardner was not quite ready to burst this particular legislator's bubble. He finally did when a few minutes later she reminded him that pages were not permitted to sit in the legislator's chairs. After that initial misunderstanding, Gardner says his job was the same as any freshman legislator's, regardless of age.
I think it's a matter of just demonstrating that, you are serious, that you're willing to do your homework, that you're willing to listen to the senior members and learn from them, which you definitely need to do. That's how you learn. You can't learn it all by, reading the rule books. You do have to learn from the personal politics and get to know people, and that all takes time.
Gardner says he got in touch with Christ Tompkins through a mutual acquaintance late in the campaign and offered what advice he could. Gardner, maybe better than anyone, understands what Christ Tompkins is up against.
I was in the minority for my first term, so faced a similar situation that Jonathan will be a freshman, be young, and be in the minority. That's theoretically about as low on the totem as you can be.
Gardner received a committee chairmanship in his second term and eventually became speaker in 1978 at age 28. Pipeline politics, the permanent fund, and nonprofit hatcheries were all high-profile issues in his era. Gardner says he welcomed the input of lobbyists, at least those he trusted, whom he considered subject area experts. A lot of being in the legislature is sorting wheat from chaff because Gardner says the job never ends.
As a legislator, you don't have a huge staff, but you have an endless workload. You have all these constituents and groups and communities that need staff, and you need help.
Like Christ Tompkins, Gardner was just shy of graduating from college when he was elected. He was studying political science and history at Western Washington University and planned to use his experience running for the legislature as the basis of his senior thesis. Instead, he won, served 10 years, and then founded Silver Lining Seafoods. He doesn't miss that degree.
My time in the legislature, it was the best college education that one could ever hope for because you are exposed to so many issues. You have to learn about so many issues. And there's all these experts there at your fingertips willing to give you information and opinions, and you hear both sides of an issue. No one could ever have a more educational time than to be a member of the legislature.
Gardner was about 22 years and 5 months old when he took office in January 1973. He holds the honor of Alaska's youngest legislator by just a couple of months over former representative and later state senator John Sackett, who took office in 1967 at the age of 22 years, 7 months. Sackett, however, was the youngest person ever elected president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference at age 21. Jonathan Christ Tompkins is a relative oldster. He'll be about 3 weeks shy of his 24th birthday when he takes office on January 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.